A very passionate day, and it's a passionate day double duty. Can you believe that? Today, I have to say it, I gotta sing to myself, happy birthday to me, happy birthday. It's my birthday today, August the 1st, and I just discovered that this is also the birthday for BBS Radio. It is 1 year old today, so it's a double birthday, and happy birthday to BBS Radio and to Don and Doug and all the wonderful things that they're trying to do at BBS Radio. And again, since it's my birthday, I've chosen some very, very special guests to be on the show today. I think you're going to find them fascinating. A little later on, we're going to talk about sacred visitations, transforming your heart and soul. CeCe Miller is going to join us a little bit later in the show. But my first guest has my heart and always will have my heart. She is absolutely a fantastic lady, and wait till you hear what she has to say. But all that is going to be part of the Pop-Off Radio Show, and I want you to know that please, any of the information that we have on the show, go to popoff.com. That's P-O-P-P-O-S-S.com, popoff.com. I put all the information, and you will definitely want to know about this next guest. Oh, my first guest today is incredible. So that's all going to be on popoff.com. If you want to email me, MaryJane@popoff.com. And don't forget, that's what Pop-Off is all about. How to do better, be better, live longer, happier, wealthier. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, that's what we're trying to do on Pop-Off, so that we make it a positive magazine show. So to make it positive for you and for me and for everything that we try to do, listen up to this. Is on the cutting edge of today and tomorrow. Don't blink, because she moves at the speed of the upper realm. This small meeting at large tells it like it was and like it will be. Now, one of the world's foremost psychics, deep trance mediums, ghost and spirit paranormalists, animal intuitive, and UFO investigator. Hers is the search for truth in The World According to Nancy and The Incredible World of Gold Rush Ghosts. She calls them like she sees them and the way she feels them. Nice to have you with us, Nancy.
Mary Jane, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're just a wonderful gal. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Everybody, it's a double birthday.
It is a double birthday. It's for the radio station, too. How about that?
Well,
you think there's any coincidences on the planet?
There are none, are there?
There are none. Absolutely none at all.
And when we talk about happenings, boy, there's so much happening out there. I've got so much to talk to you about, so I'm going to jump right in with both feet here.
One
big story that has been the last two or three days now that people have been talking about since it actually happened is with Mel Gibson being arrested under DUI.
Oh, I know, and it's so very, very sad in so many ways. But if you'll recall, because you get my psychic newsletter, and on national television, too, I predicted that he had a substance abuse problem. I did this when he was putting out his book on Christ, and I said at the time he better be very careful with his personal life when he's, tooting something as he was, and unfortunately he wasn't as cautious as he should have been. I have to tell you something about Mel. I'm very worried about him because I don't think his life is assured at this time.
Really?
I believe that if he's not cautious, he could go into suicide mode or have something happen to him. So let's pray for him and let's hope he does better. And he is in rehab. He's trying to do the very best he can. But he needs to come down a peg or two, and I think that's what God has done to him.
You know, it just totally amazes me when some people will come out and then just lambast everyone else, and then they turn around and, I hate to say the word, but that's being hypocritic.
That's exactly what it was, and I think that God put a psychic 2x4 on him and said, okay, if you're going to do that and you're going to toot this, that, and the other and say everybody else in the world is wrong, people are going to find out what you're all about, and that's exactly what did happen.
And, you know, since his whole life revolves around his work, which most of us, that's why we're in it for, our work, it could destroy him.
Mm-hmm. And so this is why I'm concerned about his mental health at this point. I think the popularity has come to a point now where it's not what it used to be, and he's ruffled a lot of feathers, including my own, by what he said. I imagine that you've heard about that, haven't
you? Oh, yeah, the anti-Semitic remarks.
That's terrible.
Now, even though he
terrible.
Was under the influence, and we understand sometimes the mouth gets kind of loose, but sometimes the mouth gets loose and a lot of what you really believe comes out.
I will tell you one thing about people when they're drinking and doing drugs. They say their truth that they wouldn't say when they were sober.
Exactly.
And so, unfortunately, he's really on the line now. So, anyway, that's what it is, how I feel about it. I'm very disappointed in him. I'm sure all of the community is. He is in rehab. Maybe this is, as God had intended, a psychic 2x4 to get him to come around.
Well, we shall see. I guess it's a wait and see on him.
It's a wake-up call for him, that's for sure, isn't it?
Now, you also did say in your predictions for 2006 and beyond that we should be watching for David Letterman. In what way?
Well, he's going to do some extraordinary things. I'm not at liberty to say what they are at this point because I think it would ruin what he's got in mind. I'm a little concerned about his health, though, because he's putting himself over the edge with what he's doing. But surprisingly, he's going to do some really amazing things and be a part of some very amazing things that will help this world. Let's leave it there. When we're together, just you and I will tell you. But I think it shouldn't go out over the air yet because it might stop the process of what he has in mind.
But it's all positive stuff.
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. And the thing I love about David, I have to tell you, he's just a delightful man. And he comes across as very gruff and uncaring and all kinds of things on his show. And the truth of the matter is he's one of the most sensitive, delightful men in the world.
Well, it's all entertainment, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, you would love him. He has your sense of humor.
Really?
Yes, he does, absolutely. And an animal lover, he's a good man. And just wait, give it 6 months, and everyone will see what's coming up with David Letterman.
Now, do you mind if we mention, talking about animal lover, you are at the epitome of animal lover. You have helped so many. You helped after Katrina. You've got garage sales where you raise money for the rescue animals.
Yes,
you're incredible.
Weekend, actually. This weekend in the office here, actually on the driveway of my office at 3922 Forney Road in Placerville across from Walmart, I'm having the huge garage sale we do every year for the Bandit Bear Dog Rescue.
Oh.
And we supply money to animals that are in stress and abandonment. We help out shelters that are no-kill policies. And you know that touches your heart and mine because you and I love animals so much.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Right, and so that's to me my tithing. When I do readings, that's where my money goes. That's my purpose on this planet is to stop euthanasia before I leave, and by gosh, I'm not going till it's done.
Well, listen, anything that I can do and that the Pop-Off Radio Show can do to help you with that, I'm right there with you because, you know, animals are at the top of my list. I always say old people, little kids, and animals. Those are the ones that are the helpless ones.
This is why you're my sister friend. We have the same exact calling.
Amazing.
Same exact calling.
Well, again, anything I can do to help, I'm serious. I always said if I won the lotto, I'd open this huge farm and hire a bunch of people who just love animals and then dump anything you want there because they're going to have a life.
That's exactly what I would do, too. So we'd be right down there in the dust and dirt taking care of everything.
You bet. Absolutely.
Now, you know, before I let you go, I do want to let you know a little something about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, if that's okay.
Please.
Do you know what? He's being a good boy right now, but I have to tell you and tell your audience that he is only doing that because he's getting some really good gigs on her name.
Mm.
And as soon as he gets a popularity and a following, he's going to ditch her.
Really?
Yeah, he is. I don't know what she saw in him in the first place, but he's used her right on down the line. Now she's having another baby. He wasn't good to his other girlfriend. In fact, he left her for Britney when she was just about ready to deliver.
Is she just young and stupid?
No, he's just young and bad.
Mm.
You know, he's just one of those guys that he's a player. as I see it. I mean, take what fits and throw the rest away. But he comes in as somebody who is just not committable at this particular point. He comes in also, to me, with some kind of addiction.
Uh-oh.
So that's a worry to me as well.
Yeah, but what about Brittany? Is she just young and dumb?
Yes, young and dumb. Young and pretty and dumb.
Yeah.
And run young and pretty and dumb with money.
Yes. That's the part of the problem, right? Too much money to spend on being dumb.
Exactly. But her career is going to blossom as soon as she no longer has him around.
Oh.
And I think that's going to be so wonderful for her because she is a formidable talent.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So at any rate, people have been asking me on the air over and over, well, now he's cleaning up his act. Are they going to stay together?
Mm.
And I have to say no, they are not.
Well, you know, these stars, what they do is they, yeah, we're cleaning up our act for like a moment in time, and then that's all over.
Exactly. And he's gotten an awful lot of publicity being married to her, and he's gotten some really good gigs, you know. And so he's got his second CD coming out and so on. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, they play on each other. It's almost like sucking each other's energy.
Exactly what happens, isn't it?
Yeah,
you and I have been pretty lucky. We've got good men in our life.
You bet. I mean, they enhance our lives instead of sucking the energy out.
Tell me about your book.
It's amazing. Just amazing. What, any other stars that we can talk about that's anything happening?
Well, Liz Taylor, she was recently on Larry King, and I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Love, love, love her. But her health isn't where she says it is. She's not doing as well as she could. So let's all pray for Liz because she is just such a good lady, and she works so hard for AIDS, and her health is just not good right now.
Yeah, and I mean, there are a few of those stars in Hollywood that really are so dedicated to really changing the world and making it a better place,
what
and those are the ones
done,
we should support.
She has given up her own jewelry. She's done wonderful things, and so my concern with her is in the health area.
Yeah.
So to let you know, and you know, for your people that are listening to us today, too, I want them to know this is not Armageddon. This is a very bad situation that we are dealing with here, and I'm so concerned about it. The war, it is going to escalate. We are going to remain a part of this problem that's going on.
Oh, no.
We are, but it is not Armageddon. It is not the end of the world.
Thank you.
It's a terrible thing that's going on, and we really should get ourselves out of there, but we won't be.
You know, we sit around, and it's like the whole world is blowing up around us. You know, Israel and the Hezbollah are fighting. I mean, it's not that there isn't a reason for it, but, you know, we got to get down and say there's got to be a reason not to anymore.
Exactly. We need to sit down and love each other.
Well,
we
I
need
don't
to
know.
Let everyone have their differences and just do what we can across the board to get along. It's just very frightening right now, and my clients have been so afraid. I just want you to know, calm down a little bit. It's not a good thing. But it's not the end of the world, and I see a relief coming in about 2 to 2.5 years.
Really? Oh, good.
Look,
because,
I'm not letting you go till you tell me about your book.
Yeah, that's exactly. But the problem that we have with this is that people have been fighting for 2,000 years, and we're trying to sit them at a table and trying to come to an agreement. I don't think that's going to work.
Exactly. Exactly. It is not going to work. They've been doing this for so long that, you know, it's up to them to make their own peace with this if they're going to do it. The bad part about it all is that we're getting in the middle of it as Americans.
Right.
We should not be there. I support our troops. I support our men over there. I'll go over there. I will perform for them. I will do anything for them.
You bet.
At the same time, I will plead with the president, bring our boys home.
Yes.
And our girls.
Well, you said the people of the United States are going to finally stand up and say, enough.
We are. Isn't it quite wonderful? I'm sure you're seeing it yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, again, we support the troops because it's not their choice to be there. They're there because it's
their
duty.
No, and they're doing an admirable job while they are there. It's just that they shouldn't be there. It's just sad.
You know, and what is it? Why are they there? I mean, I can understand if you say you want to give freedom to people who want it. But if people don't want it, let them live their life the way they want and get your nose out.
We are there for political reasons. Not for reasons of giving them a chance to be governing themselves. That has nothing to do with it.
Exactly. See, that's what worries me. It worries me big time.
This is a political movement. That's all it is. There's other reasons for us to be there.
So forget this stuff about bringing the troops home by the end of the year.
It's not happening.
Okay.
At 100%, it is not happening.
Okay. One other thing that really bothered me, and that's when President Bush veto the stem cell research funding. And, you know, we have to look ahead. I feel like it was almost like when we started with organ transplants and heart transplants.
Well, you know, you get my newsletter, and I addressed it in my newsletter because it isn't embryos we're using. We're not using aborted fetuses.
No.
That's not what it is at all. It's throwaway material, you know? It's not the fetus that we want to use. This is ridiculous because I can tell you from my psychic gift that we can stop paralysis. We can stop cancer. We can restore sight to the blind with stem cell.
Right.
It is amazing the technology that could be advanced, and I mean quickly, not over the period of 20, 30 years, over the period of 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
As soon as we can get this going. And yeah, it just makes me discouraged. It makes me sick. I cannot imagine a president who calls himself a Christian would not want to save lives and also would not want to offer everybody have the same civil rights. I'm very disturbed at what he's done with gay rights as well.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I have to say to you that, and I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a person. Whoever is good is who I'm voting
for. Me too. I'm an independent.
But we're going to see some tremendous changes when the administration changes.
You know what bothers me? Back, this is way back. This is going back a few years. But when President Kennedy ran for office, remember the big thing was, is he going to be controlled by the Pope from Rome? And is he going
right.
to follow his religious beliefs as opposed to the Constitution and what we believe in this country?
Oh, so
and
true.
He made it perfectly clear. I'm the president first. My religious values are personal. And now it's just the opposite.
It is exactly the opposite. I'm going to go out on a limb here because you know that I always say it as I see it.
Yes.
But a lot of the problems that we are having and a lot of the things we're doing that are, to me, extremely stupid concerning the war and other things is this president making up for things from daddy, promises daddy made to people.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
And then on top of that, you know, saying that my God's better than your God. Excuse me, who said?
It's comical to me because being in the business that I'm in and seeing God every single day, God is who you make God. God is a beautiful light. God doesn't go by religion. God goes by goodness.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, please, people, who cares what you call your God or what you think your God is, whether it's energy or an old man sitting with a scepter. It doesn't matter.
As long as you believe.
As
long as it stands for goodness, that's fine with me.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's on both sides. It's not only on our side, but, you know, the terrorists the same way. I'm sure the people who are fundamental Muslims do not believe that. These are the terrorists. These are the ones who are fanatics.
It is never the people. It's never the people, be it our country or another country, that causes war. War is only caused by greed and power.
Thank you.
That's all it is. And so
I always
we are the sufferers of war. Of course we are. We lose our children and we lose our rights and everything else, but this is politically motivated no matter what country it is. It has nothing to do with people.
Money and power, power and money, they're interchangeable.
Exactly. It's true. It definitely is true. And this is why what you do is so very valuable, because you give good information to people and kind information and happy information to people.
You know, that we try to make it trivial, because a lot of people say, well, a magazine, is that light and trivial? No, just the opposite. I'm going to give you some heavy things to think about, but it's going to be for positive. I want to have answers to things. I don't want to just sit around and keep saying, we've got a problem here. We've got a we know we have a problem. Give me some tools to solve it.
Exactly. Mary Jane, I'm not letting you go. Do you tell me about your book? Where are you at? How far are you on it?
The book is just absolutely, it's going to be so incredible. It's about 250 pages. It's called Marilyn, Joe, and Me. It's about a lot of the stars in Hollywood, but mainly about Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio through the eyes and memories of June DiMaggio, who's the niece of Joe DiMaggio, for those people who don't know. And the book is going to be in the bookstores mid-October. For November 1 publication date. Hopefully we'll be doing a lot of media after that. But it's also up on Amazon already, so there are pre-sales being done as we speak.
Oh, it's on Amazon. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing as soon as we get off the air.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I need to have that, because I know it's a bestseller, and I want one of the first copies, and I do want you to autograph it for me.
Don't worry. You will have an autographed copy, and there's going to be 82 pictures in there and 13 recipes. And we just closed a deal where if people buy it on Amazon, there will be a special. It's not up there yet, but there will be a special, and they will get a special rose pin that is in memory of all the wonderful roses that Joe left on Marilyn's grave for many, many years after she died.
Isn't that the most wonderful thing?
I always want to give people memories. I don't want to give them just things. I want, just like you, you share memories, and you share people's inside, what's going on with their soul. That's what we want to do in life.
I think the major thing that I do in my work is that I go to the happy place, because people are in problems. They have disastrous problems. My goal is to find their happy place and get them back to it.
Mm.
And you do the same thing with your show.
And there's not too much of that going on. Almost everything that's on the air anymore, both radio and television and newspapers and magazines for that matter, it's always who got killed, how terrible it is, how bad it is. Everything is negative, negative, negative. You know, we've got to have some positives in life.
If you take it down to one person at a time, there's so much goodness left. Do you know, I will tell you, anybody who doesn't love animals has a piece missing.
Oh, you bet.
And I will pick people for my own personal friendship level that love animals because you know they're good people. So that's just one way to look for a good friend. Another way to look for a good friend is somebody who will not gossip about you, will not tell your secrets. If you can trust someone with your secrets, they're a good friend to you. And there are good people out there. You just have to look for them and then hang on tight when you find them.
Oh, boy, you bet. You know, one of the things that you said in your predictions, and I've got to find out about this, you said Martha Stewart's coming back in a major way?
Absolutely. She's going to be a star again, I'll tell you.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a raw deal.
A really bum deal. And you know what? She's coming back headstrong, doing her thing. Very, very popular woman. Yeah.
I think she got a raw deal.
I agree. I think she got a very raw deal. And they used her as an example. And she was not guilty, by the way. So be that as it is, and it's past, and the water's over the bridge, but she's coming back in a very, very big way. God bless her. She's a good lady.
Now, about this heat wave that we had, and it's moving its way across the country, and it's been a killer. What about the weather this year for us?
It's going to be very extreme weather across the board this year. We in California here are going to have a very wet winter. Going to be extremely wet winter. As far as the heat wave that we've suffered, you can expect another week of it coming back in the not too distant future, but then we're going to have an early fall and a very long wet winter, so that you know that.
Oh,
the fall and winter is going to be actually the fall starting now and in the fall is going to be a very bad fire year. So please, all of you folks, don't throw your cigarette butt out the window of your car. 99% of all fires that are happening in California start by a cigarette being thrown out of a car. Did you know that?
Yeah, and it's so stupid. That and you know, sparks from bad wheels and stuff.
That's true.
Crazy.
That's true, too. Watch your motorcycles and your grass eater and all that. But here's the other part.
Yeah.
That we're going to have bad hurricanes this year. We're going to have bad tornadoes this year.
Oh, boy.
Right. We're going to have several very large earthquakes, and we've had two already that I predicted in Indonesia. I'd be watching China, Russia, several other areas for these problems. But we are so prepared in this country for those kind of disasters that thank goodness we won't have those problems here.
Wow.
As far as clean up and fix up.
Now, another big question. These gas prices, they're driving everybody crazy.
Yeah, I wish I could say that anything is going to really topple there. I can't give you that information. What I can say is the most powerful word in the universe is allow, because it means you're going to get out of the way and let God worry about it. So when I pray, I always say, I allow you, God, and your universe to take care of this. There is so much beauty and so much good work done in numbers. Everybody would just pray and say, I allow you, God, to fix it. Maybe it will happen sooner. God gives everyone free will. Things can happen. But right now, reading it from today, it'll be up and down and up and down. No real relief for 2 years.
Mm. Same thing with real estate?
Same thing. Real estate, no good. Uh-uh.
Okay.
And, you know, so many realtors are in such trouble now because they can't sell homes, and it's a very bad time to put your house on the market.
Okay.
Very bad time to put your house on the market. As soon as interest rates go down and prices go down, but everybody's caught in a position right now that you have to hold on to what you have because you bought it at a peak. And it's very bad in real estate right now. I would not suggest anybody do anything but sit tight where you are.
Hmm. Now, another thing, we talked a little bit about what's happening in the Middle East and all the terrible things, but Osama bin Laden, one of his, like, trusted whatevers, came out over the weekend and said he's gearing up to do another terrorism in the United States. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's not going to happen. First of all, the things that I would be most concerned about would be buses, trucks, tunnels. I'd be a little bit concerned about those sort of things. I'd be worried a little bit about ships coming in from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as monitored as they should be. But as far as them getting another airplane in here, anything coming from that kind of direction will not happen. You know, Mary Jane, I got to tell you something. The thing that's more concerning me are the terrorists that are already in this country. They've been stockpiling weapons since 98, and the majority of the ones you have to be concerned with, had to be concerned with, were coming from Canada.
Uh-oh.
So not Mexico, from the Canadian border. So we're kind of on top of that now, keeping tabs on that sort of thing. But I'm more worried about those that are already in this country, more so than I am about the other side.
You know, I'd like to share something with you, Nancy, because I've been thinking about this very strongly, because you're right. It's not going to be another plane, because we're looking out for that. But you know what? What about the Internet system, the computer system? Let's be honest. If someone finds a way to take it down, it will stop the world.
That's true. I wonder if you remember back a few years when there was a total blackout in New York.
Right.
And then there was a total blackout on the West Coast. Major cities were having total blackouts. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was a testing from the Taliban. It was a testing to see how much they could put us out of service and for how much time.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying? So now that we have the grids up and we're being more cautious in those areas, that won't happen.
Okay.
But, anything they can do, any place that they are going to find a weak spot is where they're going to jump. And that's why we're tightening down so much on everything. Nuclear power plants and so on, just to stop that from happening. I do not see anything major in this country this year. I really don't see anything. I'll look at it further, too, in case the energy changes. But I really don't see anything that major in this country this year or next year as far as terrorist activity. Little
I always,
things,
you know, the
like
reason I do worry about the network is simply because when you think about it, you go to McDonald's, and when their computers are down, guess what? They can't even get change.
Exactly. Exactly. So if they can get into that, that's what they would do. And there's also sublime messages that the thought pattern from them is on sublime messages on your cell phones and so on and on your TV screens. But I don't believe they're going to be able to get away with it at this particular point. Now, if their technology builds, of course they will. But right now, I don't see it at all.
Okay, good.
I'm more concerned about them blowing up gas stations and such. Those, to me, are smaller events, but still disastrous events.
Well, and that can be just as devastating as a big one because it disrupts your life.
Exactly. So I have to say everyone needs to be diligent. Everybody has to be cautious. Everybody has to look at their neighbors and know who exactly they are. It takes one-on-one to stop these things from happening. You can't leave it all up to the government.
Now, let's take a look at November, because we've got a major election coming up in that the Democrats have really fired themselves up. What's going to happen?
Nothing.
Going to stay the same?
Unfortunately to me. It doesn't look from a reading perspective right now that there's going to be much change at all.
But that's too bad.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
It would have been nice to see a little bit of change just to shake things up a little.
Exactly, and we need that so badly. But most people are devastated with Schwarzenegger at this point,
mm-hmm.
because he made so many promises to the teachers and stuff, and he did not follow through with that.
Mm-hmm.
But people are also afraid of change, and they fear that changing one thing might be worse than what they had to begin with. So from the positioning of where Spirit looks at it right now, unless the patterns change, we're staying exactly where we are.
What about Congress on the U.S. level?
We're going to stay pretty close to where we are. In the next presidential election, however, when we go to the presidential election, we are talking Democratic, and then the Senate will go Democratic as well.
Oh, really? So in two more years?
Two more years, and we'll have tremendous changes in stem cell in 2 years, in bringing the troops home, stopping the war. All that will happen in 2 years.
Hmm.
not exactly when they get into office, because we have a lot of damage that we have to take care of first. But the changes will begin to start with the new administration.
Now, I've got to, since it's my birthday, I get to ask a few things about good old Leos, because Leos have been going through some real rough times.
They certainly have been going through rough times, but Leos are meant to be leaders. And gosh knows that, because you're one. Leos will always be on top of their game. They go through hard things, that's absolutely true. But the universe expects so much more of them. And so that's why that happens. And Leos always land on their feet. They're a cat. They always land on their feet, and they will be fine. You're
oh,
going to
good.
Be fine. You're going to be so successful with that book, with your show. There's nothing that can stop you, my dear. And the one thing Leo has to always remember, stand your ground and stay your peace, and don't let anybody change you from who you are.
Boy, I'll tell you, sometimes it gets a little rough, especially being a female Leo. Being a female Leo, you got to be a little tougher, you know?
Well, and I have to tell you, you're also what's called a truth-sayer personality. And the truth-sayer personality intimidates people. So you will go through brick walls to stop a fight.
Yeah.
You will show more courage for other people than you'll do for yourself. But that you are not a Band-Aid person, so you tell it like it is, you do it like it is. You actually get annoyed at people who are looking for sympathy instead of a solution for their problems.
Yeah.
And so the Leo is a leader. There's no two ways about it. And when people don't understand a Leo or understand anybody who's a truth-saying person, it's because they want to be them. It's a jealousy situation. So whenever you have gossip going on about you or anybody who's in a truth-sayer positioning, people want to be you. It's not about you at all. It's about them wanting to degrade you because you're something they cannot be.
And, you know, it just bothers me because I'm not one that takes to whiners. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Let's not whine. Let's just solve the problem.
Well, you don't want a Band-Aid. It's
yeah.
not about that. It's about solution. I run my practice for solution, too. I'm all about making you happy, not let you wallow in the pity party.
Yeah.
And you would never wallow, so, you know, you live your life as you see other people should do it. Mm. And that's why you're not in for the pity party. You want a solution. You want to fix people.
Wow. You know, you're so right. And I want people to come together. I want everyone to have a positive attitude. And I'm willing to listen to anybody's ideas, because you don't grow if you don't listen to others.
Exactly. That is so very true. It's when you're listening to them say, oh, my life is terrible. I have to tell you, in my practice, I have some people that are 100. I have one woman, we call her Grandma. She's still driving. I wouldn't drive with her, but she's still driving. She's 102 years old.
Wow.
And you say, how are you, Grandma? And she says, I'm great.
Awesome.
I am so grateful for every day. And
don't
yet,
you love it?
I have some people in my clientele who maybe are 25, 30 years old, and you don't dare say, how are you?
Yeah.
Because the minute you do, they say, oh, I got this ache and pain, or my boyfriend left me, or my mother's giving me trouble. They always look for a problem.
Wow.
Don't look for the problem. Look for the happiness. Because you'll live on the planet longer. You'll make your life worth living longer on the planet if you don't look for the negative.
And you know what? I want you to share how you feel about what people are trying to do on this planet. This is just a step off, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's just a stopping place. And we're overcrowded today because the Earth will end in about 198 years.
Mm.
So Earth is the planet that you learn your lessons the fastest on. It's the planet of fear and pain and worry. You learn from hard things, not from good stuff, but you learn faster. So because the end of time will come in about 198 years, we're overcrowded with people trying to learn their lessons before that happens. But you know, when you look at it, there's an old saying, you know, I have to tell you, Mary Jane, a saying that goes, God never gives you more than you can handle, and that's not true. What it is God throws all your tough stuff together at one whack, you get it out of the way, and then you have a good, easy time for a long period of time before your next lesson comes in that might be a little hard to deal with. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have to tease, though, because sometimes I look up and I say, God, please don't have so much faith in me, you know?
I know. I've learned to say, you know, God, I want to. And, you know, so many people come to me with cancer and AIDS and problems. And some people you can actually say, it looks like you're leaving the planet. And others you have to say, you know, let me talk to your doctor first. But I have to tell you that I always say to God, God, if it be possible, where can this person learn their best lessons here or on the other side, so I can guide them to where they're going to do their best work. And that's how you have to look at it, because the other side is home. This is just a learning place. The other side is home. And like you're talking about, God, don't give me so much responsibility. But you know, if it wasn't for you and it wasn't for me, who'd do it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I figure I need to stay around for quite a while, because, man, have I got a lot to do.
Well, you know what? We've only annoyed about half the people in the world.
Yeah, I got to work on
that. We got the other half to go yet.
I love it. So you think the book's going to be successful?
I know the book is going to be successful, and you're going to be on the talk circuit. I hope you're ready for that.
On the what?
On the talk circuit.
Ooh, great.
You're going to be on the talk circuit, so that is going very well for you. It will go to CD. You're going to do very, very well with that. And you
I'm
know,
looking
I
forward
to
it. It's kind of a switch having people interview
stone.
Me, you know?
Hmm?
I said it's a real switch having people interview me.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It is so different because I'm an author, too.
Yep.
And but, yeah, and you'll be a very good interview. But this book is just a stepping stone. It's just one in a series of many. So, you know, you might as well just stay really close to your computer and get online and see who wants what and get ready to start typing again, because here you go.
Am I going to stay in radio and television?
You will. You will stay in radio and television, and I see a lot more television coming for you as well.
Really?
I really do.
I'm an old broad, though.
Oh, you are not. Look at you. You're gorgeous. To any of you out there who hasn't seen this woman, you know, get online. Look at her picture. She's gorgeous. You'll never, ever age. It's not part of you to age. And so, you know, age is just a number anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
I just talked to about a 102-year-old woman and somebody in their 20s who acts old.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and I've seen the same thing. You know, I've seen people in their 80s and 90s who are going strong and making differences and changing the world, and others that they're never going to do it.
That's exactly true. And a lot of people don't even grow up until they're 60. So when you look at that, and also a lot of people are very, very busy in their child-rearing age years. They don't have time to do their greatness then. Their greatness then is to raise wonderful children, do their job there. So it's after the kids leave the nest that most people, especially women, do their best work.
Well, I'm geared up for it. I know you are, because you have such a heart and soul for what you do. It's not that, I talk to a lot of psychics, I talk to a lot of mediums, et cetera, but you're much more than that. You get into the deep inner soul of people.
Well, you know, what I do is not a job. What I do is an extension of my life. So I only sleep about 5 hours a night, maybe that much. I don't require that, because you should always look at what you do in your life not as a job. It's got to be something you love, and if it's what you love, it's just an extension of your life.
Right. Well, right. God put us here for a purpose, and we better fulfill it.
You betcha.
And
you're miserable if you don't fulfill it.
Now, people need to get a hold of you, Nancy. I know that, because there's a lot of problems in the world. People have a lot of concerns. They have a lot of doubts in their lives. I want to set them on a positive path. How do they get a hold of you?
First thing they might want to do is call my office, which is area code 530-622-0977. They can reach me direct there, and they can find out more about me by dialing my web, which is nancybradley.org, and also my other web is goldrushghost.com.
Yeah, I want them to go there, because you've got so many wonderful books.
We try and give truth. My organization is called Truth Center. For every one real practicing psychic, the government estimates there are 50,000 practicing scamming the public.
Wow.
I think it's an underestimate. I'm one of only four recognized in the whole state. That being the case, I'm all about truth, and my organization is Truth Center. If something is up in your life and I don't see it, I will tell you I don't see it, rather than lie to you. My gift is very extended. I come in around 99% accurate.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's just like everything else in life. If you're a true person, it's all about goodness, and it's all about truth.
Now, I'll put all this information up on my popoff.com site, too, so they have that. And really, we want to keep touch with you, and also they can go to your site, because you do a lot of touring, too.
I do an awful lot of touring. I just got back from New York, and I had been asked to go governmentally to look at the Twin Towers, where they went down. And the first time I went, the energy was so bad there. You know, it was just horrifying of, you know, confusion and so on. And right now, we just got back a month ago. The energy has dissipated. It's just the God light around the site now. It's quite lovely.
Oh.
But yes, I do. I go all over the world.
Oh, boy, we need some of that light every place. You're right.
Don't
you're
we,
right,
though?
You're right.
And you're just a beautiful light, so you're out doing your part. Thank you so much.
Nancy, you're coming with me.
You bet I am. I would go nowhere else.
We're going to do some wonderful things in the world because that's what we were meant to do.
I totally agree.
And I thank you so much for joining us today. You're the best.
You're welcome. And you go do something great for your birthday.
Thank you so much.
Bye now, hon.
Bye-bye, love. That's Nancy Bradley. And again, you can go to nancybradley.org or nancybradley.com. And the number again is 530-622-0977. She is unbelievable. Her predictions are like right on target. She said many things to me in the past, and they have come true. As a matter of fact, she said, you've got to be moving on. And just to let you know, this is the last week that I'm going to be on BBSRadio.com with Pop Off, but we are moving on. I'll keep you posted on my website. Life goes on Pop Off, always looking for tomorrow, always looking for the better tomorrow. And talking about that, how would you like to transform your heart and your soul? It can be done, but you have to have the tools. So that's what we're about on Pop Off. We always have to look for that tomorrow, because that tomorrow can make a difference in our lives, in the world, in what we do in life. And are thousands of ordinary folk looking and searching for new meaning? You bet they are. With all the chaos in the world, C.C. Miller says, we are looking for a personal way into spiritual life, free of the old ideas, free of the world of religion, because it seems like religion has caused more death in the world and in history than anything else. In her book called Sacred Visitations, Cece looks at the gifts of grace that transform the heart and awaken the soul. Cece, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Very nice to be with you.
You know, I like what you're saying about the freedom from religion, because the word religion has caused more problems than it has any positives. More death has been in the name of religion. We have to get away from that word religion and maybe get into the idea of spirituality and acceptance.
Yes, I have found that a lot of people tend to rule themselves out of the spiritual experience because their experience with religion has been so negative for them. And so a lot of times when you hear people say, well, I'm spiritual but not religious, that's their way of saying, I acknowledge that there's something greater than myself, and I engage with it, and it's important to me, but I don't want to practice a religion.
Well, and you know, I'm getting so tired of religion saying, you know, if you're, and this has been told to me by some evangelical types, and the ones who don't think, I think they're not using their brain at all. Well, you're Catholic, you're going to hell. Excuse me? Who died and made you God, you know? Or religion saying, my God's better than your God. That's where religion, to me, has caused problems. You know, God is God. God is an entity. God is whatever you want it to be. But don't be telling me that I'm better or you're better. It's not.
It's interesting, too, because a lot of people, just the word God is so charged for them that they don't even want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to talk about spirituality the minute they hear the word God. And one of the reasons why I wrote Sacred Visitations was that I wanted to start a conversation between people of different faiths or no faith about what was their inner experience, you know, of life, their great moments of sacred awareness. You know, what was that like for them apart from any kind of religious discussion or philosophical discussion? Because I found that when people share their inner experiences, they suddenly begin to understand each other in a new way. And I really think that, you know, if we're going to experience peace on earth, it'll be much easier to accomplish if we're listening to each other's inner experiences.
Oh, heaven forbid we should listen to each other, you know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be something?
You know, and I think we're looking for fulfillment sometimes in what I call a bankrupt world.
Well, that's true. Many people are looking in the wrong places. You know, we have forgotten how to stop in the middle of our day and have moments of awareness that can feed and nurture us, and which would make it possible for us to contribute meaningfully to our world. You know, in the book I talk about 5 steps of sacred awareness, and I came to these because I had these really extraordinary, beautiful experiences in meditation and dreams, but as I contemplated those, I found that they all had these 5 steps in common and that I could use them anytime, anywhere, no matter what was going on.
Let's talk about those 5 steps.
Well, you know, the very first step is noticing. And that's the thing that most of us have forgotten how to do. We don't recognize the sacred moment when it comes.
We're too busy.
We're too busy. We're occupied, our minds are full and busy and thinking all the time, anticipating what's going to happen next, worrying about what's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in a moment where that opens up, there's a tiny little moment of ah. And that moment where you go, ah, something's happening here, that's your opportunity to notice. And that's the very first step.
Okay.
And the second step is kind of shifting into neutral, to make a space for that ah moment to open up. And then the third step is watching to see what is in that moment. It's not looking for something to happen. It's just a watching. You could be watching your breath, or you could just be watching, you know, this empty, spacious moment in your mind. But that's the moment, if you keep watching, that's the moment where awakening can occur.
And some inspirational things can come of that.
It's really true. That's where all true revelation happens, is in this moment of watching.
Yeah, because otherwise you have, and a very dear friend of mine called it a monkey mind. Your mind is so busy that you don't allow anything like that to happen.
Exactly, exactly. And the monkey is going to keep on chattering. It's not going to stop. You know, my teacher taught me that during meditation, let the monkey chatter for a while. And then after a while, you can tell it, you know, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, now shut up, right?
Exactly. Thank you for sharing. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Right. You can keep chattering.
There you go. So after watching, then what?
After watching, then the awakening occurs. Now, sometimes people experience this as a profound revelation. Something really beautiful and dramatic happens. Lights flash, or they feel this tremendous bursting of love through their heart, and they may sob and cry. But some people just experience it as a moment of pure insight, and suddenly they feel their life is going to change forever. They really have understood something at a deep, deep level that they never understood before.
Wow.
And that's where the fifth step comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've really experienced this great awakening, and it might be quiet or it might be dramatic, but once you've experienced it, that next step is choosing. You have to choose what you're going to do with it.
Sometimes that's the
most important thing of all, really.
Yeah, because you may have a variety of choices, and you've got to pick.
Exactly. And also, often what happens is we'll have a great experience like this or a moment of awareness that really teaches us something, but if we don't put it into practice right away, it's like when you learn a new word but you don't use it in a sentence.
Right.
You know, you have that there, and it's waiting, and you know it, but you're just not benefiting from it because you haven't put it into practice. And so that was what I learned I had to do right away. I had to write it down or tell it to someone, share it with someone, or use it in some way. And so I always ask myself 2 questions after I've had some kind of an awakening. What did I just learn? And what am I going to do differently now that I learned it?
Have you had more than one awakening?
Well, you know, I use that word to talk about lots of different kinds of sacred awareness experiences. But yes, I'm a one lucky gal.
I did.
I have had a lot of really beautiful experiences. And for a long time, I thought, why me? Why have I had so many great experiences of healing and fearlessness and these beautiful, extraordinary dreams? And then it dawned on me, well, you're a writer.
Yeah,
of course you had them. You can write them down and share them with other people.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote the book, because I wanted to share them with people who who then could, you know, have their memory jogged. Mm. It makes you, when you read somebody else's experience, you remember your own in a new way. And that's the beauty of sharing, I think.
Now, you mentioned that we do have to get that logical mind kind of quieted down so we can get into that spiritual part of it.
That's
how
right.
do we quiet it down? How do we outsmart it so that we can go for the spiritual?
Well, outsmarting the mind is a big, long project. You know, that's spiritual practice. The minute that you start trying to do something differently, the minute you start trying to quiet the mind, it wants to get busier and busier. And so you have to learn to outsmart it. You know, that's what the five steps were. They were my learning from mm-hmm. contemplating over and over again these different experiences that I had had and trying to learn from them and opening up to them so that I was aware more and more of the time and I was unconscious less and less of the time. And what the five steps will do is they open a space so that even if you're not necessarily meditating on a cushion and, you know, quiet with your eyes closed,
mm-hmm.
even if you're in the middle of traffic or your child is screaming at the top of their lungs at you because they're mad because they can't have more candy or more television, you can still use this moment. You can be aware and open it up with the five steps. That's one way to outsmart your mind.
Okay, the other part, too, is how do we know that whatever that awakening is a good, positive thing as opposed to maybe a, I don't want to say the word evil, but maybe a negative thing?
Uh-huh. Well, that's a very good question. I think that's something that comes up for people a lot. We have an inner barometer that knows. And when your mind is truly quiet, when it's not busy trying to decide or think or doubt or worry about things, it knows. And it's not necessarily, this is not necessarily the part of your mind that decides things. It's a sense of inner rightness. You just feel the rightness of it.
Hmm.
The way that you know when someone's telling you the truth or somebody's not telling you the truth.
Right.
It's just a feeling that you have that you can't ignore.
And
that's the same way with a
yourself.
Revelation like this.
And don't try and outsmart yourself, because a lot of times you'll say, oh, well, it's probably not that bad thing or negative thing, and try and work around it. Listen and take your instinctive feelings. We need to listen to more to our
yes.
intuitive, instinctive things.
Absolutely. And that's one real beauty of becoming more aware of the sacred in your life, is that when something negative comes your way or when something negative comes up from within yourself, it's immediately recognizable. Your
Absolutely.
Intuition becomes very, very sharp and very, very reliable.
Now, where can we get the book Sacred Visitation?
It's at you can get it at the website at www.sacredvisitations.com. You can also get it on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble.
Excellent. And,
yes.
All right. And do you have any other information on sacredvisitations.com?
Yes, there's quite a lot on Sacred Visitations. There's a podcast that we do monthly where we interview people about their sacred experiences.
Good.
All different faiths. And we also have a place where people can share their own experiences. If you hit share on the homepage, you can write in your own experiences, and we'll post some of them. We also have a blog. That's Cece's Journal. And on that blog page, that's where the podcast shows up.
Fantastic. Cece, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This is good, inspirational stuff. We're going to kind of kick them in the butt a little bit and get them started.
Thank you, Mary Jane. I sure have enjoyed talking with you.
And you take good care.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Again, that's called Sacred Visitations. That's the name of the book. And the website is sacredvisitations.com. And as I always say, I always want to make sure that all the information that we have on the show is up on the popoff.com website. And I'll have the numbers and the website numbers and the names of the books, you name it. We'll always have it up there for you, because I think it's important for us to be able to share and to share information to make our lives different. That's what Pop Off is all about. We're going to be doing another 3 days with you on BBSRadio.com. Again, happy birthday to BBS Radio and all the wonderful things that they're doing. And if you always go to popoff.com, I'll keep you posted on what's going to be happening with us and the book and the Pop Off Radio Show and me, for that matter. In the meantime, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful day. You deserve to have a good day. You just have to allow yourself to have that special day. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, dare to dream. It makes no difference who you are, how old you are, what you're doing. You can still dream. We'll be with you tomorrow on Pop Off at High Noon. You dare to